No Syntax is brought to you by Caffeine Driven Media, where coffee puts a jingle in our jangle. Get it?
I can't believe I let you talk me into this.
Hello and welcome to No Syntax. I am Landon Isles, your host. Welcome to episode 19. Episode 19, given on this day, 23 December 2019. I'm glad to be here to talk to you all about shit, read your emails, and discuss my skewed points of perspective. Why? Because you make this show great. And I'm freeballing it today. Like, literally, freeballing it and freestyling this show today. Simply because I got called out by two great people. Last night, I was watching Iron Bean Nation. I'll call it Iron Bean Nation or Iron Bean TV. Something to that effect. I don't know if they've got a title for it or not. But anyway, Iron Bean Coffee Company, both Fred and Chanel were on. And they were doing a live video, just kind of keeping people up to speed on what's going on with them and the inner workings of Iron Bean Coffee Company. And I got called out by Fred. So Fred's like, pretty much, get off your ass, get your podcast together. It's been a couple of months. What the fuck? Get going. So Fred, Chanel, this show is dedicated to you. Speaking of which, I have I'm drinking Rocco today, guys, and I'm also drinking it out of my Iron Bean Iron Green campfire coffee mug. They don't make this mug anymore, and this is one of my prized possessions. I really love this coffee mug. So I made some Rocco this morning because I thought I was going to have my Raging Tiger yesterday, Saturday, day before yesterday. So United States Postal Service gave me a notification that the delivery of my Raging Tiger 3.0, I believe, was supposed to arrive by 8 p.m. Saturday. So I was all spun up, and truth be told, so Fred and Chanel, truth be told, I was waiting for that coffee to get here because I wanted to make it and I wanted to drink it and talk about it on the show. But like with everything, things happen for a fucking reason. So here's the deal. I'm going to wait. So it's supposed to come in today. I finally got a notification between 8:30 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. today. It's supposed to come in. So I may take a break during the recording of this episode, go get the box, pop open a bottle, break out the Chemex and brew a big ass pot of it and drink it for the remainder of the show. But that can present a problem because I made Rocco and I've got a thermos filled. I got a thermos full of it. I have a filled thermos with Rocco, so I'm not going to run out during the show. I just don't keep it in my Chemex. My Chemex, if I let it sit out, the coffee's going to get cold. Not to say that I don't like a cold coffee or drink a cold brew, but I'd rather have my Rocco hot. I'd like to have my Rocco hot. Anyway, I cracked myself up. So, yeah, so I have my Stanley thermos sitting on my table here in my office, here in the studio, and I'm wholeheartedly drinking this. And something came across to me today, thinking about what Fred and Chanel were talking about last night, was putting certain other things in your coffee, like peanut butter protein powder and other things. And it got me to thinking, Rocco has such a distinct flavor. I almost want to put some form of alcohol in it, whether it's a bourbon or a whiskey. I haven't put any in it yet. But I'm thinking about that. And the other thing I didn't get to mention, Fred and Chanel, that there is a company out there that makes honey, and it's called Firebee. And they've got different flavors. One of their commercials on Instagram talked about taking their vanilla-flavored honey and putting it in your coffee. Now, I haven't tried that yet with any honey at all, but that might be another option. I know y'all were talking about putting Reese's peanut butter cups in the bottom of your coffee mug, and then you pour your coffee on it, and then it would naturally melt, I'm assuming. Probably have to do some mixing. I'm not opposed to trying something new. Most people sit there and talk about things that, oh, this is fucking gross. Why would you do that? Well, shit, people, when you eat breakfast, and this is the best thing. People are talking about bacon-wrapped cinnamon rolls and bacon-wrapped this and bacon-wrapped that. Bacon is good with almost anything, or probably 100% anything out there. And I get into this conversation with people because people will look at me funny going, ooh, you're putting bacon around your cinnamon roll? Why would you do that? Well, let me ask you this. When you go to IHOP or you go to any sort of breakfast place, or even if you make breakfast at home and you have waffles or you have pancakes and you have sausage, you have bacon, you have eggs, what's the main thing that you put on your pancakes or your freaking waffles? You put on syrup. The syrup gets on your bacon. How is the sweetness of the syrup and the bacon a bad combination? How is the sweetness of a cinnamon roll wrapped by a bacon strip a bad combination? I fail to see where you're correct in saying that it's wrong. I just fail to see that. So amazingly, there's all these combinations out there, and I'm interested in knowing what your what you mix your coffee with. Now, realistically, I've said this on the show time and time again. I keep everything. Oh, wow. You know what? I thought I had background music. I was wondering why it's so quiet in here. I got my dog. Hold on. Solo is exploring the office because he rarely comes down here. And half the time when he comes down here, he's acting like a little imp. And I have to... Okay, he skedaddled upstairs. Yeah, so half the time he's acting like a little imp, but this time he's being very, very curious. He's a little older now, so he's not acting too much like a puppy. Anyway, I totally lost my train of thought. I've said it time and time again that I don't put anything in my coffee. I just keep it straight black. But now I'm starting to think, other than getting that damn Coffee Mate creamer, okay, I get it. Stop. I understand. Wow. I'm batting 1,000 today. By the way, did I mention I've already had 4 cups of coffee this morning? So that might be a little bit of the reason. So maybe I need to slow down. Maybe I need to gear it down a little bit, but whatever. Excuse me, coffee. Speaking of which. Okay. So yeah, so I got called out. And we were talking about different flavors and everything. I'm really can't wait for my shipment to get here today. Really excited. And I'm not going to wait. I'm going to break open a bottle now. So, yeah. So I will probably do another show, and talk about, review Rage Talk. I'm not going to review any coffees today. I'm just going to talk shit. But yeah, I'm going to review Raging Tiger. Okay. I'm being stupid today, people. It's the holidays. What can you expect? I can't even talk today. I am fumbling over my words. That's what I get for freeballing it, but whatever. So, the other thing that, I am looking at doing, I really, really would love to do. This also had to do with the Facebook Live video last night with Fred and Chanel. Get them on the podcast. Let's talk coffee. Let's talk about the beginnings. Let's talk about what it takes to do what you do. And I know at this point in time, they've inspired me to get into the coffee a little bit more, to the point where I'm looking at roasting myself. So this would be an interesting topic of conversation. And both Fred and Chanel are great people. They're very in touch with the Iron Bee Nation. And very personable, very approachable. The other thing would be Fred, I don't know if it's a far-fetched idea, but any way that big beast can make its way to Virginia? Just asking. Anyway, okay, so things to talk about today. Well, and I know it's been a while since I've been doing the show, and again, Fred called me out. I will attribute it to being lazy. I will also say that Thanksgiving holidays got me caught up. I had fully intended to work on an episode before November was out. That didn't happen. And the reason why it didn't happen, family. And then December was here, and I had to go through my transition. I had what they call SFL TAP, which I alluded to on last episode. So fucking lost because I did. I felt really lost. So this past week was all my mandatory classes I had to attend for the executive level transition assistance program. And I sat and went through this program, learned a great deal. But I will tell you that. So we had our initial brief talking about all the finance pieces, talking about, hey, when you transition, you know, you got to think about insurance. You got to be thinking about this. You got to think about your personal worth. You got to look at what you're getting for your retirement. And if you stay here in Virginia, the state of Virginia taxes military retirement. Fucking bastards. But they tax military retirement. So what do I have to do to make up the difference, make up the loss? You know, what is that scale I need to make up that difference? So we go into that on the first day. And then the second, third, and fourth day, we had Department of Labor come out. And, the speaker, Kim, I'm not going to say her last name, but Kim, came out there, and she was a wealth of information, wealth of knowledge. We're going through our workbooks, and I had complete brain lock filling out this information because I know how my brain is structured when it comes to try to translate military type writing style to, and she says not to say civilian, but I'm just going to say it to put it in perspective, going from a military writing style to a civilian writing style, or say translate what you do or what you did in the military to the private sector, right? So that everybody could understand exactly what it is, you know, that you've done in your 20 plus years of service. So there was a wealth of information, so much that a lot of it leaked out my left ear. Went in my right, leaked out my left. So I will have the opportunity to go back and do all this again, and maybe pick up on a few things that I missed. But it was really, really difficult to try and make that transition, to try and write these things down. You know, hey, how do you translate what you did here? What type of training did you do? And how does that translate? You know, what was the impact, right? You did this, but what was the overall impact? What was the dollar amount? What was the percentage increase? And I'm like, holy crap. And the one thing I don't like when it comes down to this, and it's even hard on evaluations, because while people sit there and may tell me, hey, you did this, you did that, you did such a great job, ABCDFG. And I'm sitting here going, thanks, but I really don't think I did. And I just don't feel comfortable talking about myself or putting myself writing things down in such a way that everybody understands, to make it all about me, because technically it wasn't all about me. You know, it's a team effort in a lot of things that we do. You share credit for the most part. And even though you want to take credit, you really don't, because there's people that helped you along the way. You just didn't do it yourself. So going away from the we aspect to the I aspect, because I have to sell myself now, it's hard. It's difficult. And out of the entire group of 42 people, there was only a couple of us, myself included, who were completely undecided on what the hell we wanted to do when we get out. And what made it worse is, hey, you got to tailor. We want you to do a resume. Let me back up. They want you to do a resume so they could evaluate your resume. And you need to type up your resume for the type of job you're seeking. What the fuck? I don't know what the hell I want to do yet. And I even got an extra year to think about it. But that extra year is going to come and slap me in the face in no time flat. So I'm not sure. Anyway, the entire week went well. The information was there. VA came in and he talked a great deal about some of the things that to expect with the VA. And ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who are listening, veterans, really, really. So this gentleman was really awesome. He's retired Army and he's a counselor. And this gentleman basically laid everything down about all the news stories we hear about the VA and how horrible things are. And in so many words, okay, so I don't want anybody to take offense to this, and I'm not defending what he said, but he seemed to have his ducks in a row. He had his shit together. And he spoke about all the deficiencies that have been mentioned in the news, whether it's news online, whether it's been in the news media, CNN, MSNBC, whatever news outlet. But he broke everything down. And the story that we get, obviously, the media exploits, there's a concern. And yeah, there are a few things out there that need to be addressed. The VA system does have to get better. He did mention that. But some of the things that were talked about on the news in relation to deaths, there was not a lot of information put out as what the actual facts were. And I was trying to scramble to write the information down, but I was so enamored by this individual because he was so well spoken that I just wanted to focus on what he was saying. So don't believe what you hear. Don't believe the hype. Not saying that the VA is 100% perfect. I'm sure there's things that slip through the cracks, and there are those things that were validated. But to what extent that's exploited by the media, it's pretty sad. And in a sense, you know, it's pretty sad, but maybe there's a driving factor behind it. Maybe, hey, let me help you out by saying it's worse than it looks, right? I don't even know if that's the right thing to say. But overall, don't be scared of the VA. Don't be scared to go to the VA. Now, my dad, before he died, I think he waited, you know, he's a World War II vet. I think he waited until his mid to late 80s, if my memory serves me correct, to go to the VA. He had not been using he had not been using VA benefits for the longest time. And he only had to serve for a short period of time in order to get VA benefits. He waited all this time and then finally applied and then got accepted, and he was good to go up until when he passed away. And so all this time he had this care that was available to him, and he didn't take advantage of it. And maybe he didn't know, you know, of course, back then when they got out, there was not a lot in the way of setting veterans up for success during those times, whether it was World War I, II, Vietnam, Korea, whatever the case may be. So now it's gotten so much better. So I'm really glad that he was afforded the opportunity to take advantage of the benefits that the VA was offering him. And he didn't have any complaints. You know, he liked his doctors. His doctors were great. My mom had to go with him a lot of the times, because there was things that my dad would never ask or think to ask, because my dad's a stubborn, tough individual. And, you know, he's kind of like how the military is. Hey, take Motrin, suck it up, drive on. And that's just what it is, right? So yeah, be very wary of what you hear about the VA. Do your research, dig in, gather facts, make your own informed decision. And I'm sure at some point in time, when I retire and I need to go to the VA, I will definitely talk about my experience. So until then, I really don't have a basis for comparison. Everything is pretty much he said, she said stuff. I would like to think this gentleman was on point being a VA worker counselor. But then again, he could be biased. You know, he could be defending his position. Why wouldn't you? Who knows? Anyway, I want to move on to an email really quick. And this one was in reference to episode 18. It's from our favorite librarian. And she starts off, hello. Damn it, Janet. I like that. I should have pulled out that DVD last night. I'm trying to remember what Damn It, Janet was. What was Damn It, Janet reference to? There's times I don't go back and listen to the shows, ladies and gentlemen, so I apologize. She moves on. She's like, and I loved Voluntold. We get that here. Like being told I have to give the fake news talk again. Oh, wait a minute. Let me make sure I read this correctly. I don't have my glasses on. And I loved Voluntold. So basically, if you recall last episode, I talked about my branch calling me and asking me to extend for 12 months. And I felt as though that they were asking me, giving me the courtesy. Otherwise, I was going to be voluntold to extend, right? So that's where voluntold came from. I can't take credit for coming up with that one. I think I've heard somebody say it before and just decided to use it. Anyway, we get that here. Like being told I had to give the fake news talk again. this fall in a room with sketchy technology. But they must think a lot of your abilities to ask you to extend another year, and you get to put off deciding what to wear to work for another 2 years. Academia, great. If it's not a slacks day, it's a jeans day. Even USAA, a bastion of conservative dress when I worked there, is a jeans environment now. A good friend works there still, and she wears jeans and USAA branded polo shirt every day. Wears jeans and a... I just really got to gear down. A good friend works there, and still she wears jeans and a USAA branded polo shirt every day. How's that? Better? Don't know what transition leave is, but it must be good. Okay, transition leave. So here's the deal. I think I explained this last episode. I don't recall. So if I'm repeating myself, disregard. Transition leave. So when you come into the service, you accumulate 2.5 vacation days per month for the year. At the end of the year, you have a total of 30 days. Now, let's back up. When you enlist into the service and you enlist for, say, 4 years, 30, 60, 90, 120, right? That's 4 years, 120 days. That's 120 days of anticipated leave, provided that you don't take any leave for each one of those 4 years. Now, you do get charged use or lose. So if you accumulate a certain amount of days within, say, a 2 year period, you're going to go over a limit. If you don't take that leave before, say, 1 October of the fiscal year, you will lose those days, which probably takes anywhere from 10 to 20 days off the back end. But let's say they didn't take anything away. So just keeping it simple. So first year, 30 days, second year, 60, third year, 90, fourth year, 120 days. I don't take any leave. My last year, my fourth year, I'm getting ready to get out of the service. Not necessarily retire. I'm done. I'm serving my time. I'm getting out. Those days have to be paid to you in some form or fashion. Those are days that you earned. Those leave days, those potential vacation days, are now your transition leave. So instead, if my term of service was going to expire 1 October of that fourth year, then I back up those 120 days to, let's say, October, September, August, July. So June, July timeframe, I would start my transition leave, taking those 120 days that I didn't take for the entire 4 years I was in service. So I think that's how, I know that's how it goes. I don't know if I explained that well enough. If you kind of get the gist. So 30, 60, 90, 120, 4 years at the end of, near the end of my fourth year, I'm making my transition. I get those 120 days where I do transition and I get paid for those 120 days up until my last day. And then that's it. No more. So the Army's got to pay that back to you in some form or fashion. So that's what transition leave is. I'll just have to give a month's notice, if I live long enough to retire. If I'm not terminally cranky by then, I might give a semester's notice. Wow, 90 minutes of being read to by someone whose first language isn't English? I'd rather take a beating, maybe. Yeah, I will tell you, I felt sorry for the woman. And what she's referencing is, on last episode, I talked about my initial counseling, or a couple of previous episodes ago, I talked about my initial counseling. And really nice young lady, but her accent along with her... she comprehends English very well. She speaks English better than I do, but with her heavy accent and her reading a 25-page document, you really, really had to pay attention. Now, my only advantage with her, number one, my big ass ears. Number two is my ex-wife, my mother-in-law, is Chinese. She's from Taipei, Taiwan. And when she speaks English, and she's been in America for a minute, but if I could understand her, I could understand anybody. And I was able to pick up what she was saying. It was a little torturous because the accent was tonally different, but I was able to understand what she was getting at. Yet, I don't think everybody else quite understood what was going on. And I get it. So, I kind of felt bad. I really did. And for her to have to sit there and read a 25-page document versus showing a video that, oh, we can't. And this is what I don't understand. You don't have the new video yet. You don't have the new curriculum yet. But you're going to go ahead and omit the old data because the new stuff is coming out, yet you're not going to get it for, shit, another month, 60 days. What sense does that make? You know, if there's going to be a future updates, send me an email. You have my email address. I had to do it when I initially registered. Just fucking send me an email with the updated data. And then, oh, by the way, reinforce that new information at the 1 week mandatory training that you have to go to. Hey, since you were here for your first initial counseling, this is what's changed. Come on, simple. Personally, this is where I think the problem lies with this. And I hate to keep going back to this transition thing, but if you know anybody who's going through transition or you know somebody who's in the service, it is extremely important to go back and ask, re-ask, verify, re-verify, trust but verify, everything that they put out, because stuff does change. And I also recommend, regardless whether you're going to do your time, your 3, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years and get out, or you're retiring, to go through these classes more than once. Twice at a minimum, maximum as many times as you want, provided your supervisor will let you go. Third time might be a charm where everything caps off fairly well, just to make sure that you get enough information and keep up with the changes. So anyway, but what I was getting at before I move on, they really don't seem to have anybody in like the supervisory role to really make this program better, to really monitor, to really make the program better. Their way of submitting a survey is crap. And I told them about this. I was like, hey, your survey didn't help you, and it didn't help me help you. You know, I could write an email and put some bullet points down, but unless you have like SurveyMonkey or something to that effect that is really going to help you get better, there's a lot of things that I see in this program since its existence that should be more refined by this point. Just saying. Anyway, Black Pumpkins, Oh Please, and Every Girl Wanted a Wedding Dress Barbie When I Was Growing Up. Not that I got one. My parents discouraged that sort of girly girl stuff. They wanted my sister and me to read, do well in school, not present them with a ginormous bill for a wedding, etc. I'm getting really tired of easily offended people. To use an expression from East Texas, they make my ass itch. So, speaking of which, yeah, so not talking about the Black Pumpkins, but talking about the wedding dress. And this was really, really weird. And I thought, I didn't look at this comically. I raised an eyebrow when this happened. So if you ever watch Netflix, there's a show with James Spader on it called The Blacklist. And on one of the most recent episodes, I think in season 5 or season 6, there was a reference to arranged marriages, young children being married to females being married to males that are old enough to be their father, maybe even close enough to be their grandfather. And this was like some sort of underground freaking marriage agreement. And I looked at this and did not realize, you know, I understood what the news report was saying, the group was saying, change.org, when they were looking at it, telling Walmart in Australia that, hey, get these frickin' things off your shelf because they promote this, they promote that. And evidently, this is a problem. And of course, Blacklist takes, you know, part in the Baltimore, Virginia, DC, Maryland area, you know, so they're going all over these states and everything within this locale. And there was a executive married to a high school sophomore. And then there was this, I don't want to say they were, I think Indian couple where the wife was, I mean, holy shit, the husband was way older than the wife. And I'm like, holy crap. But these were arranged marriages and somehow legal. So yeah, it had me raise my eyebrows and it had me really look into this. And I did not realize how true this stuff was. I mean, I've heard about third world countries where there's arranged marriages at a very young age, or there's arranged marriages at the prime age where you have two people that really don't know each other and, you know, all that, and mom and dad are involved in all that shit. Thank God that isn't, that's nothing that happens in the United States, because I think that would drive me absolutely nuts. Not being able to marry the person you really love, right? So, I mean, I knew that took place, but the whole underground dark world, not that I didn't, you just don't ever want to think or want something like that to happen or think that something like that happens, but evidently it does. So now I understand where change.org was coming from. It wasn't so much that they found the dress offensive, they just the potential what it could mean type thing based on the information I know. Now, not to go back to what we talked about, I'm sure this was back in October. Not to go back on what we talked about with the costume. It is a fucking costume. Leave it alone. But hey, I guess they might have used it to raise awareness. Hey, people, this is what's going on. And they decided to jump at the chance to raise awareness and call Walmart out and say, hey, get this thing off your shelf. You know, this is what it represents to us anyway. So yeah, kind of like a politician trying to capitalize on banning weapons and making the cops go to each and every house in the United States of America. By the way, Beto's gone and your ARs are safe. At least we're safe for now. You know, if you're not a gun lover, if you're totally opposed against it, hey, I'm not criticizing. I'm not judging. You know, that's you. And I have my own opinion about it. And we could always have a difference of opinions and still live in a harmonious environment. Okay. Anyway, Zuckerberg may have gone to Harvard, but he's never seemed particularly bright when I've seen him interviewed. AOC, you're right. Her example of paid political advertising was a lot more offensive than black pumpkins, and she's starting to grate on my last nerve, and I only have one. Or grate on my nerve, not last nerve. Well, maybe that's the last nerve if she only has one. Sorry, Leslie. But yeah, Zuckerberg, he does not interview well. He really, really doesn't. And I haven't paid attention to the news lately, so I don't know if he's been, you know, the face of the media overall. But you know, the one thing I noticed, speaking of which, the impeachment, President Trump passing through Congress, and now we're waiting to see what the Senate says. But, you know, if the averages that are coming out, I don't want to say law of averages, maybe it's a law of averages. I don't know. Do we have enough to be calling it law of averages? But, you know, usually president gets impeached, recommended by Congress. It gets quashed at the Senate, and the president runs again in 2020. I don't know. I watched like the first day and there was a lot of ramblings. I watched the second day, more of the same. Watched the third day, was sick and tired of it. I really don't care. We're wasting government tax dollars and resources on impeaching a president. And yes, naturally, I figured Congress was going to find some impeachable offenses. We'll see what the Senate says. And if the Senate is in agreement, okay, then all right, whatever, and get the individual out of office, whatever it takes. I mean, one way or the other, I'm not really going to be butthurt about it. It's really weird just how this all came to be. And the bantering back and forth between the political parties for the entire four fucking years. We've spent more time talking about the president in the news. Now, in their defense, the president has really put himself out there for ridicule. He's done so. That's evident. No other president that I could recollect during my lifetime has ever done that. So I don't know. I mean, we'll see what happens. I really don't have any feelings neither. It's neither here nor there for me at this point. And I'm so tired of the news media. I'm so tired of these politicians going up there. And it's really hard to see the truth. It really, really is hard to see the truth, because the media is only going to show you what they want to show you, whatever gets them the high ratings. I'm sure if we all sat down and we talked about things and we were in an open room without any news media and talked this through, we probably see that maybe they have nothing, or really they maybe have something. I don't know. I'm just BSing. I'm talking out of my ass. What do I fucking know? Anyway, let's see. She goes on to say, zero trick-or-treaters at my place. It was a tad cool, and our front doors are accessible only through lobbies, which are kept locked. Plus, I was ready for bed by 6:30 p.m. Hope you didn't get a lot of damage there. Didn't get shit. Didn't get any little demons out there whatsoever. None at all. Three bags full, and a good portion of them went down my gullet. That's what happened. And I think pretty much, you know, what goes on these days is you have a lot of families who do like little parties throughout the week. They do the trunk or treat where they meet at a place and they decorate their vehicles. That's the new thing now. And it seems to be safer because you're working with people that you know versus going from house to house to house. And it seems to be a lot less work. A lot less to go from house to house to house than to just go to a parking lot where people got their trunks open, their cars decorated, dressed up in whatever character representation they want, or if you can call it cosplay, if you will. It just seems a lot easier to do that with the more people that you know versus going to multiple neighborhoods. So yeah, I didn't see anybody out. Now, to be fair, it was butt cold that night too. So that may have had a lot to do with it, but not even one. Three bags. And I still have two and a half bags still full, sitting in the pantry. So, you know, go figure. And I really don't eat a lot in the way of chocolate. There were a couple of favorites in there and then I stopped. Yeah, it is what it is. Okay. On the University of Incarnate Word front, Leslie is taking one for the team Saturday, November 30th. We lost an employee and we're rotating Saturdays for the foreseeable future. I'm not going to complain too much though. I've added days to our Christmas break and my last day for 2019 is Friday, December the 6th. I'll be free for 26 days. 26 days. Holy crap. Seeing as that I got an extra 30 days now, I decided to take 5 of those 30, and take this week off. To kind of get some things done around the house, decompress a little bit, especially after going through my transition training, using this time to write my resume, getting called out by Fred and Chanel, excuse me, at Iron Bean Coffee Company to do a podcast, which motivated me. I haven't been in my office for a while and came down to the studio and realized that I was behind on all my computer updates and did a lot of updating, and couldn't believe how much in the realm of updates I had to do. So before I did this podcast today, I had about an hour and a half worth of updates between my desktop, my MacBook, and my iPad. And then I had a little bit of issue with a mixer. No, I don't have bourbon in my coffee this morning. Anyway, moving on. I had problems with it with recording today. I did get an update for my desktop, and if you recall, I talked about problems with my recording software not working with the hardware. I still have to use the backdoor reach around approach to get the software to communicate with the hardware to record the podcast still. Evidently, whatever Apple is doing, they are not being very user-friendly with third-party software. They're just not. And I'm not very familiar with using GarageBand yet. I may go out and see if Apple has any other software that I can use. I haven't researched that, but I am very prone to just using Audacity. This software works really, really well, and I'm familiar with it. Been using it since day one. Very easy to use. So, damn it. Once again, Apple, F you. Shit. She also says, might have to get some of that Loki coffee or perhaps Tanzanian. I'll be drinking a lot of coffee come December. So, yeah. Loki is very good. Tanzanian is great. The Tanzanian pea berry is awesome. Rocco is they're all great. So far, I haven't had all their coffees, and I listed them on the last episode. I haven't had all their coffees. I'm still dying to see if Raging Tiger is coming up. Oh, guess what? Let's see. My camera over the door. 950. Oh, there's a box. There's a box being delivered. Okay, I'm going to pause right here. I'll be right back. I'm going to go get my box. And speaking of which, we're going to talk about deliveries. Oh, yes, absolutely, positively. You know what? I'm trying to use the mouse in my left hand, and I'm failing miserably. Give me 1 second. It's the holidays, ladies and gentlemen. What are you going to do? Okay, why is my... Oh, that explains it. XY axis. Be right back. Okay, I am back. And you know what? So got two boxes delivered. One of them, we're going to do a live unboxing here. Well, not live, but a recorded unboxing of the coffee. Okay, so, man, you guys, Fred, Chanel, you guys wrapped the crap out of this. Holy crap. There is, like, a lot of packing. They take very good care of packing their stuff. So, cutting this open. Never done this before. This is the first time I've actually done this, but I'm really excited. You just don't know. I missed last year. Last year, I missed Raging Tiger, and I think this is 3.0, so I'm assuming I missed the year before that. Oh, shit. Oh, whoa. Okay. Now I know why it's wrapped. Ow! God dang it. Solo. I just cut myself. Didn't I? Did it go through the shirt? No. That was close. I almost cut myself. Solo got in the way. So it's two individual boxes wrapped together. Oh, crap. Let me see. I'm not doing a very good job because I'm trying to get close to the mic. Ah, here we go. Okay, crack the code on it. Damn, that hurt. Blade went right into my chest. Woo, let's see what we got here. Bubble wrap. Okay, gotta find the taped end. Interested in knowing which one of you wrap. Do you both wrap these things? Who wraps better? I know Chanel's gonna say she wraps better. So, if you don't know, and I think they're out, but if you become a part of the Iron Bean Nation, sorry for the extra noise. I'm trying to do this under the table. Holy crap. Look at this. Damn. It's Christmas! Holy crap. My God. I thought this was going to be easy, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry. Here we go. Raging Tiger. Orange Tiger and bourbon infused. Arabica medium roast coffee. 128 of 303. These are limited release. Presented by, I like this, Toledo Spirits Company and Iron Bean Coffee Company. It is a very classy bottle. It is a very classy label. And like Maker's Mark, they've dipped the lid or the cap and they put aim away from face, warning under pressure. Really? That's interesting. So that's bottle number one. Wow, 128 of 303. It is just really freaking awesome. So ladies and gentlemen, let me explain. Raging Tiger is a very limited release. And when they put it out or they advertise it, they are very good about letting you know the release date, the release time. They release only so many bottles of this. And so when you go to get it. Cause if you don't, it's going to be gone. Let me see. So I'm going to open the other box. Excuse me, Solo Beans. Solo, excuse me. He's helping me open the box. Got a Nori Iron Bean Coffee Company sticker. Sweet. And this one has the envoy. So, happy holidays. The beans are popping with joy. So, aim away from face. Thank you, Fred and Chanel. I wonder why. I can't ever imagine coffee being like a wine bottle where the cork could potentially pop off. Sorry, I'm like a kid at Christmas. Got it, Solo? He's actually helping. He is tugging on the bubble wrap. Hold on. Ah, yes. Raging Tiger. Do-do-do-do. Ah, did I get him in order? Oh, I got one. So I got 128 of 303 and then 114 of 303. Sweet. Don't know which one I'm going to open yet. But it's amazing. They're so decorative. I don't want to open them now. I might just... Wow, that is too... Fred, Chanel, these are beautiful. Holy shit. These are... No, these are awesome. I'll post a photo on both Instagram and the No Syntax page. So yeah. Oh, I did say I got two boxes. Oh, so yeah, I said earlier that I would stop, pause, and go make some. But if the contents are under pressure, I'm going to be more apt to probably wait until after I finish recording and releasing this podcast to do so. But what this is going to prompt me to do is I'm going to make some, and I'm probably going to do like an X episode 19 and a half and strictly talk about coffee. I think that's what we need to do since I'm not doing a coffee review on this show. So another thing, I did get another box. And so not such a live unboxing, but let me put this in here. Fred and Chanel, if I haven't said it once, I'll say it again. You both are absolutely phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal people. I don't think you'll meet anybody. Hold on. Hey. Settle down. No running. Solo's going into go mode. Where's your ball? Do you know where your ball is? Where's your ball? Go get your ball. You go get your ball? I'm sitting here talking to my dog on the show. Hey, Solo. What's up? Not sure what put him in go mode, but something put him in go mode. Anyway. Did get another box. I subscribed to Stitch Fix. Hey, this is a Christmas episode. I'm opening presents. Solo, stop. Stop. Come here, Solo. I'm sorry I'm being rude. My dog has just got the jitters. Solo, come here. Solo, let me pause and get right back to you. One, really, just for a moment. Okay, I am back. I apologize for that. My dog was acting like a little shit. it's really hard to get him to calm down because he thinks you're playing. He doesn't quite... He's a smart dog, but he is so stubborn that no matter what you try to do to get him to calm down, no matter what your approach is, he thinks you're playing with him. He doesn't take you seriously at all. Doesn't matter if you have resting bitch face, if you look like you're pissed off, if you're yelling at him, he's just so easygoing, he doesn't give a shit. I love the dog. I love Solo so much. Hence the reason why I named him Solo. Anyway, coffee. But as I was saying before the interruption, I did subscribe to Stitch Fix, and I've been with them for about 3 months now. This is my third package. Let's see what they got me today. Right, boys and girls? Okay, so the typical return mailer envelope. Okay, so they finally sent me a belt. And it's a nice belt, but For the pants that I selected to buy on the last shipment, it's not wide enough. They didn't send me a lot this time. So they sent me a sweater. It's not quite like a... Interesting. Who is this by? Jeremy Argyle, New York City. Interesting. Okay. So they sent me a sweater, they sent me a shirt, and they sent me pants. Oh, two shirts. So two shirts, which I try on, both from two different companies, pants and a sweater and a belt. Huh. The thing about it is they really don't give you a lot of time to decide. So Stitch Fix is pretty cool. Sorry for the pauses in between. I'm like having to go back and forth between the mic and the box. So yeah, Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Hanukkah-wanzimus. I think that's what I wanted to say. Mariana Kwansmas. Anyway, so Stitch Fix, been with them for about 2 or 3 months. I am trying to rebuild my wardrobe, or not saying rebuild. I'm revamping my wardrobe because technically I'm a t-shirt jeans guy. I've said it before. I'll say it again. That's pretty much what I wear. I mean, between jeans, tactical pants, cargo pants, things of that nature, that's primarily what I wear. I really don't have a lot in the way of dress attire. Some people thought, really? You don't have? No, I don't. I just don't waste the time to even, I don't go to enough functions to even find it necessary. But now I'm kind of at the point where I kind of have no choice, right? 2 years to retire, might as well go ahead and go outright. So yeah, anyway. It's really good. It's a $20 a month subscription, and you go online and you input your profile and you tell them what your likes or dislikes are. There are a few, like slideshows where you rate, would you wear this? Thumbs up, thumbs down. You can communicate with your stylist and let them know, hey, this is what my needs are, or hey, I'm getting ready to do a job interview. This is what I'm looking for, things of that nature. But I will tell you, I would not use an online company to get a suit. You all probably know this, so not to insult anybody's intelligence. But I mean, as far as anything else related to clothing, they pretty much have it on point. They've dialed into me fairly well. I can't complain. There have been a couple of things where I've been hit and miss, but no fault to their own. Because as soon as I communicate with them about a particular shirt fit, a shirt style, pants, things of the nature. There's no bourbon in my coffee. They're really on point, and I think it's pretty worth it. Now, you can also go in and, you can select from different, I'll just call them vendors, right? Or different companies. And what I would do, though, because some of these companies are really pricey, click on them, go to their website, take a look at the clothing, look at the dollar amounts before you decide to say, hey, here's my price range. You could say here's your price range, but if you really want to know what's out there, I would search each one of the companies that they offer clothing from, and just kind of get a general idea of what their styles are before you just plug in a price range. You could plug in a price range from very high to medium to high to medium to low to medium. You could do all that. But if you're not familiar with some of the clothing stores that they partner with, you may get something you may not want. You may get something that may be way too pricey for, you know, the material used. And there's just a few companies that I've been getting lately that don't look familiar at all on their partnership list. So you definitely would have to try them on. You definitely would have to look to see if it's your style, and kind of take it from there. And again, it's important to communicate with the stylist each time. And you also rate all the clothing, that you want. It's tied to my PayPal account. So once I decide to buy, I tell them what I want to keep, what I'm going to send back, why I'm keeping it and why I'm sending it back. Either it's too short, too tight, small little descriptor in the text box, and you're good to go. So I think they got a pretty good thing going on. I'm sure there's other websites like that, but I'm sticking with Stitch Fix for the moment to see what else they're gonna come up with. So I think I like it so far. Can't complain. So yeah, can't wait to try against Raging Tiger bottles just staring me in the face. It looks so awesome, and I can't wait to open it and smell it. I wonder if I can hold on. Nope, can't smell anything yet. So can't wait to open them. But anyway, so yeah, Fred and Chanel, got to get you on the show. I'm thinking the best way I've done it, well, Leslie, our favorite librarian, has been on, and we utilized Skype to bring her in, so we could probably do something like that. Or no, FaceTime, Skype or FaceTime, one of the two. We could utilize either one of those methods. We'll figure it out. And I'm thinking maybe after the holiday. Once we get everything settled down, once everything's calmed down, I know you all have a road trip coming up. And then of course you've got New Year's coming up and everybody's got plans. But yeah, I mean, let's look at something maybe after January, you know, first week of January, second week of January, whatever time you have available, and let's make this happen. And I mean, if you guys want, you got something promotional coming up, let's make it a thing and make some announcements. And we make the announcements, I'll make sure those get out in a timely manner. Fred's probably rolling his eyes going, bullshit, Jim. Landon, you are so full of shit. But no, if I'm pressed to do something, I will do it. That's easy. That's no worries. I feel really bad because I got called out. I was getting lazy. It was the holidays. I've still got presents I have to wrap and decorate, believe it or not. So it's, the holidays have been keeping me busy, and there's been a lot of to-do lists around the house that I've been here for almost a year. It'll be come January. I've been here for a year, and I still have stuff that isn't put away, that is put away in the wrong place. So I am still settling in. I haven't finalized anything yet. So the only place that has anything on the walls in this house is my studio. That is the only place I've hung up anything. Everywhere else is just plain because I'm like, I'm not doing this. I'm not going through this again. And every rental home is different. No matter what style you try to input onto the wall or try to input, what it doesn't matter what style you bring. So let me back up. So every house I've been in has been in a different style of home. Each one has its own representative style that if you try to impose your style on it, it just doesn't seem to work. So I'm kind of looking for something where I could just use that same style anywhere. It's just multifunctional. It's cross-platform, you know, and I could plug and play and use it anywhere. I haven't seemed to find that yet. I always wind up buying more shit than I need just for the sake of a decorative sense for an interior design type deal. And I fail miserably each time because what I think might work doesn't necessarily do anything for me. And then I wind up giving it away because I just look at it and say, yeah, no, this is not me. Or I take it back and get my money back because it just doesn't seem to fit with the persona of the house, if that makes sense. Anyway, I'm just babbling at this point. Happy to be here. Happy to have done the show. Happy to have somebody call me out and tell me to get my head out my ass. Thanks, Fred. he's not letting me live it down. So I'm thankful for it. I couldn't ask for anybody, a friend better, to make sure that I got my ass in gear. So thank you. With that, I think we're going to go ahead and this is probably a good place to wrap it up. I'm itching to make this Raging Tiger. You just have no idea. And again, so maybe tomorrow I'll do a episode 19.1, 19.5, and just talk about Raging Tiger. Who knows? We'll see. Before I go, everybody, please have a happy holiday, a Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah. As I like to say, Merry Hanukkah-wanzimus. I think it covers all of them. My dog's looking at me crazy. So yes, ladies and gentlemen, please have a safe holiday. If I don't get another show out before the new year, have a happy and blessed new year. Take care, drive safe, take care of one another, and we will talk to you soon. Oh, Damn it, I almost forgot. No Syntax is a production of Caffeine Driven Media. Music is by Rimsky Music and can be found at www.premiumbeat.com. Sound editing is by Auphonic.com. That's www.auphonic.com. Background music can be found at melodyloops.com. That's www.melodyloops.com. If you have any comments about today's or previous episodes, we want to hear from you. You can email us at nosyntaxpodcast, that's all one word, at gmail.com, or you can post your comments on our website at www.nosyntax.net. You can follow me on Twitter at nosyntaxpodcast or find us on Facebook at facebook.com/no-syntax, not no hyphen, no dash, okay? No dash syntax. Don't forget, we are on iTunes, so please subscribe to the show and leave us a review, good, bad, or indifferent. It doesn't matter. We will still love you. And if iTunes isn't your forte, you can also find us on iHeartRadio. So, ladies and gentlemen, have a Merry Christmas, have a Happy New Year, and we will talk to you soon. Take care.